everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing to serve the living God, the living and true God, our Father who art in heaven. And I thank the Lord for all the things that He gives us to do and all the assignments that He's given to His people who love Him. And I thank Him for everyone who obeys Him and seeks Him to know Him. As He speaks to us in the heart, He speaks to us heart to heart. And we respond to Him heart to heart in sincerity by our faith. And I thank the Lord for that. It's a privilege to serve and honor the King of Kings. And He made us in His image. He made us to be priests and kings, that we may serve and be a blessing just like He is. I love the Lord my God and King. I thank God for all the people who blessed me with the knowledge of God. Sometimes when the word of God is spoken, people respond all kind of ways. Some people want to know more. Some people are curious. Some people, they're introduced to more knowledge, greater knowledge than they've ever heard before. And the more they think about it, the more they desire it, if they want what's right. But people who love this world, they can tell that it's pure, and they pull away from it. But to everybody that has a good and honest heart, they respond faithfully to the Word of God, no matter what they're doing right now. Because some people who are doing wrong actually have a salvageable heart. If the way that they believe changed, they will too. If they hear the Word of God, they desire the life of God. And it's important to understand the wisdom of God. The living God, the living and true God, He transforms us from the inside out. If we believe His Word, He has something to work with. If we won't believe His Word, He has nothing to work with. If we believe His Word, He has something to work with. If we won't believe His Word, will not believe His Word, He has nothing to work with. So those who respond in faith, He has something to work with. And I thank God for everybody who have come to Him, gotten to know Him, and found out how wonderful He really is. And not just settle for the world's depiction of God. You know, Satan hates the world system. And the world system lives in disagreement with God. The world system is a lying alternative, which is called sin. And everything that's not of faith is sin. But God loves us. Dearly He loves us. Did you know the Lord cries because sinners reject Him? Because He won't be able to rescue them? He knows that they would love heaven if they would humble themselves, but He can't allow sin in heaven, and He's not. And He never has, and He never will. That's why He made a way for us to reject it. Jesus Christ gave us power to become the sons and daughters of God. Then He made us kings and priests. We're already made in His image. Now He did something to destroy the sin nature. And now we desire what's right. And we're ready to live and endeavor in life. What I mean by endeavoring in life, we begin to live and learn about what true life is. True concepts. And they're in Jesus' Word. But people respond to what they hear differently. But the Lord loves us anyway. But He can't let sin in heaven. That's a fact. That's why we warn people not to go down with the world. And now it's time for Him to come back. And He's coming back. And He's coming back on time. And He's coming back with perfection. Nobody's going up there. When He comes back, He's going to meet His people in the air. So never underestimate the power of God. It's easy for God to rapture every person that's truly saved. And he won't make a mistake. He don't make mistakes when it comes to his people. All those who believe from the heart, they're his, and he recognized them. They're not ashamed of him, and he's not ashamed of them before his Father. He's not ashamed to call them his brothers, the joint heirs in Christ. And he loves us, and he cares about us. He wants us to know him, and he wants us to help him do his will. He wants us to know what he can do in our lives. He desires our dedication, but that's not a requirement for salvation. And whatever you don't know and understand, you'll learn it later. The biggest problem is get saved. Solve that problem first. Do no wrong. Go and sin no more. Choose not to sin. Sin is not of God. Sin it destroys people. It's something to reject. Just like a person of a sound mind would reject cancer, high blood pressure, things that will destroy him. Sin will destroy you too. That's why we reject it. It can't help. It's a false way of life. It's a way, a false way, a lying alternative. And death is rejection of life. So when people don't want to hear the word of God, they don't want to believe, and they decide not to believe. People do that. They will miss out. Daniel said, none of the wicked will understand, and the wicked will do wickedly, and none of them will understand. But he said, those that do know their God will do exploits. They will do things that can't be stopped. They will operate against the world system on purpose and do a mighty work of God, even though the enemy, with all that he has, is trying to stop them. They will win. And they will win many souls. And the world is not worthy of them. And woe to anybody that would harm them. Because all the people that was judged, that tried to destroy God's people, they will be judged in the next few days. Understand, when Jesus comes back after the rapture, the day the rapture happens, tribulation begins. And he's going to start systematically judging the world. And every form of judgment is designed to cause men to repent. And it's not going to be like now. We're still in the days of grace at this moment. And this recording is from May the 9th, 2018. But when the tribulation begins, it's going to begin to be different. And when they cry peace and safety, it's all going to blow. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and the earth won't be fit to live in. Billions of people will die. Food supply will be destroyed. And just like, according to Revelation, everything that's written there will happen. And it's time now to know him. God loves us. He died in our place so we could live with him. He's going to help us go forward, not backwards. He's going to take us to a better way of life, the way of love. And by the love of God, we automatically and simultaneously honor God and live the life of God. And we also reject the world system. We are, when you love God and do it His way, when you do things the way according to the Word of God, you're exposing the world system and you're rejecting the lies of darkness. And you become a light, you become hope for others. You help people aspire to be better. They have something to measure what they've been told by. Because light exposes darkness. It reveals the lie for what it is. It exposes it to be for what it is. Sin is exposed when people love God, when people seek Him, when people seek Him and know Him. Everything is exposed for what it is. And Jesus Christ is honored. And those that see the light, they'll have something to compare to, something to aspire to. And Satan hates when people outshine him. When the truth comes along, and people see it, they want more of it. Now, this is what I want people to understand. Jesus told us not to hide the light, but let it be revealed. Let it shine. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to blend in. Don't try to compromise. Be what you are. Be what God has made. He made you a new creature. Be a new creature. He gave you greater desires. Live the greater desires. He gave you the ability to love Him through Christ's blood, washed away your sins. And now you can enjoy a sin-free life. You can overcome the world in all of its forms. At your will. At your will. Now, I hated sin, but I said, I confess that I hated sin even more. And it works. I just confessed, I hate sin. I hate sin from the core. I hate the ways of darkness. And I hate the wages of sin, which is death. And I hate the lies and all the lust and all the greed and all the pride that's just a curse to men and women. And I decided to hate this some more. So I said it. If you can say it, it can be real for you. And then I said, I love God's will. So that when I'm tempted to compromise, I can be bold as I want to be. Some things I speak by faith so that I can attain it. And if it's a promise of God, He gave it to me, and I'm redefining my situation. If I get sick, I say I'm healed. If I'm unhappy, I speak I'm overjoyed. Because faith is a definer. If you believe the word, then you can speak what you believe. If you have faith about something, when you release it, it's faith. When you believe something and release it, it's faith. Because faith is active. Faith without works is dead. So because I believe something, my actions cause my belief to be my faith. And the just shall live by his faith. You can put a demand on the promises of God. You can put a demand at your will throughout your life, wherever you want more understanding, more knowledge, more wisdom, more counsel, you can speak it. And the Lord will, He responds to faith, and He will help you do all to stand. the Word of God works, and He has great things to do in our lives. He's going to speak to us. He's going to help us heal. We're going to be able to do wonderful things in life. We're going to grow in wisdom and be blessed in Him. Now, the Lord our God has great things towards us. He has great things to say and share. And we're going to do the mighty works of God. We're going to speak His word. And He's going to be able to move mightily all throughout our lives. I thank the Lord for all that He's doing, for every soul He saved. Every one is very, very special to God. He doesn't want not one of His children to be missing. His love runs so deep. And as a minister, the way He give me messages, I watch Him. I watch what He give me to minister. And I can truly say that He loves His people. Out of all the things I could minister, He calls me to say what I can deliver and what people can receive. He evaluates everything. And He knows what they need the most. So this broadcast is to encourage those who have been hearing Him and desire to hear Him. He wants to talk to you. He'll be glad to show you the things that He had me saying. He wants to show you that He loves you, that He cares about you, and He's concerned about every part of your life. If you follow the Lord long enough, nothing in your life will be lacking. And I noticed something else about the Lord. If you're seeking Him just because you love Him, He's going to start helping you heal. And He'll start with what you need the most. And He'll respond to whatever you ask Him about. And He'll help you win. And that's what I want to see for everybody. I want to see the people of God win in life and learn and understand more and more. Because God is so good. And He's so gracious towards us. And His love is so truthful and blessed. I desire to see the mighty move of God like everybody else. But the revelation that I receive, most of this revival, and it's also many people coming to the Lord. There's already been a great turning away. People have turned away from the things of God. Some have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's been happening for some time now. But there's a great many people that have gotten saved, even recently. Back in the early 90s, the Lord told me the day would come where there would be 1,000 people saved every hour, and it happened. But this time, this revival is different. This move of God is greater and different than any other in the history of mankind. People are making the adjustments in the heart, not the outward show. And the Lord told me this revival would change the economy, and it did. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father is life. Every word. And He speaks to us in the heart to build us up that we may bear greater fruit. The more we draw near to the Lord, the fruit that comes after will be greater and more settled and more serious. And they'll have more joy. And they'll cause people to see. It gives people a chance to see what they've been missing out on. Now, God loves us. He cherishes us. He cares about us. And He's going to help us grow. But as we grow from glory to glory, we bear fruit that grows from glory to glory. Jesus said and taught very well and very clearly that a good tree won't bear corrupt fruit. Or I put it this way. A good tree won't produce poisonous fruit, and a corrupt tree won't produce good fruit. A plant that's poisonous can't bear good fruit. It's not wired that way. People that reject the love of God don't produce fruit that loves God. Now, with that being said, people are trained wrong. And they choose and their hearts harden. So people that hate God, they produce children that hate God. If people don't repent from the error of their way, it becomes dangerous to their offspring. But when people overcome evil and repent, then the Lord has something to work with. There's light that he can work with. And there won't have to be any judgment. This is very important to understand. But those that love the Lord, they learn his ways and they seek him out and they come to understanding. People learn to lie. They learn to hate. They learn to be to have dissension. And it can get in your DNA. There were some doctors in Africa that took blood samples. And that was a very villainous tribe. And they were murderers. And they checked that DNA. Missionary came. And some of the people that were doing evil got saved. And again, they checked the same man's DNA and it was changed because he believed on Jesus Christ. And it was noted and documented. And I heard a preacher talking about it. That's the power of the blood of Christ. Now, in Jeremiah's day, if you read chapter 16, the Lord warned Jeremiah not to take a wife from this place. I forgot which city it was. It may have been a city in Judah. But he warned him not to take a wife in that place because they had become bitter and they were going to die horrible deaths because they were so corrupt. And they were so corrupt that Isaiah warned him not to take a wife in that place when he was young. Now, if you read that whole chapter, Jeremiah chapter 16, you'll see what I'm talking about. But there are people out there that really want to know the Lord. Pray for them. I've been praying for people who follow God, who wants to follow God. And I asked him to help me reach those that really want to know him. We don't want them to be left here. And the Lord can do all things through Christ. And I know that he already prophesied that he would send 144,000 Jews to take the gospel. Well, we never did. But I still pray for every soul who he know would love the gospel to hear it. And I learned something from the Lord. He wants to use people that love him and that will obey him. Because they will win souls and they are trained in character. The people that taught them about the Lord were more Christ-like. And so the people automatically become more Christ-like. Years ago, the Lord told me that a ministry is built with a core group. He'll give a pastor, commonly. He'll give a pastor a vision and he'll send him a core group. And they will start the ministry and it'll be love based. It'll be faith based. They'll have character and they'll bear good fruit. And then when people come and get saved, they're not the only ones affected. Their insight gets saved. Their expectation gets saved. Their abilities are enhanced. and the wisdom that God gave them will be utilized and deployed. See, we get many things happen when people have a pattern of light that they can see, and they'll understand God better. But when people teach God's word wrong, they scatter. But when people teach the love of God and live the character of God in the light of His way, they bear more fruit. And everybody, and I mean everybody that will bear fruit, the Lord will come and purge them, train them, bless them, and they'll bear more fruit. And that's what I desire to see. And I'm seeing it. And I thank God for it. The Lord has given me good reports. I can't see my ministry, but the Holy Spirit tells me what's going on. And I thank God for it. And I'm just in awe about some of the things God has done through me and things He's told me about and the places that this ministry reaches. And I thank God for every soul. It's worth it to be truthful. It's worth it to live a life of integrity, a life of honor. One thing I love about martial arts movies, Japanese and Chinese martial arts, they love honor. And the good guys, the heroes, their heroes love honor. They love what's right because it's right, not because it's going to make them rich and famous. And I used to love to watch those martial arts movies on set. In a no-win situation, they win. And they always had a high code of honor. Now, even though they may not be in the same religion as me, the fact that they love what's honorable stood out to me as a kid. And everybody that has that loves honor, the right thing, they may not define it correctly. They may not know all that it is, but I met Jesus Christ. And I learned not to back down. I learned not to be fearful because He's not fearful. I'm made after His kind. He's the firstborn among many brethren. I seek Him. I look to Him and I become like Him. And I'm made in the image of God. He is a God. He's God. He became a man. I am a man. And I'm also made in the Lord's image. And now, through Jesus Christ, I'm corrected. And I thank God that I am. And I'm growing in His ways. The Holy Spirit is guiding me to help me understand the Lord more and more. So the fruit that I bear will be more Christ-like. If I can look to the Lord and do what God had me to do, then others who see me will do what I'm doing. And they'll do a better job because they'll have more information at a younger age. And all the wonderful things God gave me, He helped me put it in plain English because that's the language I speak. I wish I knew more languages. I'd speak it. But those of you who speak other languages, please break it down and make a website for people in your language. Share what I'm saying, what the Lord has me saying to others in your language. Please do that. And those who speak your language or the other languages you know in English, turn them on to the website so that they can be a blessing. There are many people in different languages that I can't speak would love to hear this message. And the more brothers and sisters we have doing the same thing, the more powerful the body of Christ is. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's about Him. And that's who I want people to see. You know people that what they love. When I hear good ministers, I alert people to them. Because they made me strong. I honor them. They honor God. I honor them. And if they help me become strong, I let people know so that they can help them become strong. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He loves us, and He will honor you. He will bless you for helping people know Him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.